Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Joe Biden stood before the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly and issued a clarion call for support for the tenets and beliefs that nations around the world pledged to honor at the founding of the United Nations. Those principles enshrined in the UN Charter include the need to reject the use of violence and war to conquer nations or expand borders through bloodshed.
To stand against global politics of fear and coercion, to defend the sovereign rights of smaller nations as equal to those of larger ones, to embrace basic principles like freedom of navigation, respect for international law, and arms control, no matter what else we may disagree on.
But a permanent member of the Security Council has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the United Nations Charter, said President Biden, Russia, in its full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people.
President Biden denounced President Putin's recent order of a partial mobilization of Russian citizens, along with his overt nuclear threats against Europe and reckless disregard for the responsibilities of the non-proliferation regime. He praised the 141 nations in the General Assembly that condemned Russia's war and noted that the United States has marshaled more than $25 billion to date for security assistance and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Our allies and partners around the world have stepped up as well, said President Biden. Today, more than 40 countries represented in here have contributed billions of their own money and equipment to help Ukraine defend itself.
Each of us in this body, who's determined to uphold the principles and beliefs we pledge to defend as members of the United Nations, must be clear, firm, and unwavering in our resolve. Ukraine has the same rights that belong to every sovereign nation. We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression, period.
Like you, the United States wants this war to end on just terms, on terms we all signed up for, that you cannot seize a nation's territory by force, said President Biden. The only country standing in the way of that is Russia.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.